Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell on a Friday, hanging out, getting ready for a big football weekend. And we want to talk to our man B-Mac, Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, CBS NFL analyst and co-host of All Things Covered, the podcast. B-Mac, we're talking about these Falcons, man, and going on the road against the Saints. I'm pretty confident. Mike wants to see what the injuries are going to look like potentially. We do not know for sure if Drake is going to play based on the hip pointer last week. And, you know, Kyle Pitts has a hammy. But my thing is, even with that playing out the way it might play out, I still feel like we're better than the Saints right now. Tell us what your thoughts are on all the changes, what's going on there, and what you think of them heading into this second matchup with the Falcons.
Well, you know what? I'm not surprised to see the head coaching change for the Saints. When you lose to the Carolina Panthers and you were already in the midst of a significant losing streak, something has to be done. And when you look at Dennis Allen, I felt like he had limitations as a head coach in terms of leading a group of men. And because of that, outside of the first 2 weeks of the season, they have really been playing some bad football. Now, what do I expect to see from the Saints? When you make a head coaching change, recent history has shown all of us that said organization plays inspired football. Now, for the Saints, when you talk about doing what they just did, it kind of, you know, gets everyone's antennas up in the building. So for Atlanta, number one, you're playing against the Saints, your arch rival in the division. It's Atlanta Hate Week in New Orleans, so you're going to get their best effort. But to your point, you're still the more talented team. You're still, you know, the team that has the most success. You've been the most consistent. The coaching staff has really been stable. And, yes, you're dealing with some injuries as well with Atlanta, but look at everything they're dealing with in New Orleans. Look at the wide receiver position. Their top two wide receivers won't be playing. You know, they have injuries on the defensive line and the offensive line. So, for me, yes, it will be an emotional tie game. But for Atlanta, you have to walk out of the building with a dub, understanding and knowing everything that has been going wrong with the Saints.
That's what I'm talking about, B.
Yeah, it's New Orleans, B, and it's still that Taysom Hill dude, and it's still Alvin Kamara, and they got that, I tell you what, that Kubiak guy, I mean, I know, he ain't done jack because his quarterback's kind of whack. I'm a poet, I don't even know it, but I'm still worried. I ain't cutting him no slack, because you know why? We can't get no sacks.
Did you really go there?
I just did. I'm still worried about, you know, pass rush. And, you know, again, we didn't score an offensive touchdown against the Saints the first time we played them this year.
Yeah. You didn't score an offensive touchdown, but your defense showed up. Now, look at it like this. When you played the Saints early in the year, your offense is a much better offense now than it was then, right? Mm-hmm. You can tell Kirk Cousins is acclimated to this offense. The running game has shown up. So you're in a better spot now offensively than where you were when you played the Saints. So, you know, I say this all the time about good teams. Good teams in the National Football League, they win the games they're supposed to win. And this is a game you're supposed to win, regardless of the rivalry, regardless of the hate that has been displayed between both organizations. The Saints are a bad ball club. So, Atlanta, you have to find a way to win this ball game.
It's Brian McFadden. We're talking about the National Football League. Real quick, recap before we look ahead. Last night, man, I've been saying this. Joe Burrow's doing every damn thing he can to keep these guys alive. And I know it's just gotten a little bit tougher with the L last night, but we've gotten two great games now from these division rivals and the Bengals and Ravens. The first time that was overtime. Last night it comes down to the last play, basically. But B, when you look at the Ravens, and this is the thing. Mike was saying, you know, Lamar just turned it on. And listen, we're watching greatness right now. I mean, we really are. And I think a lot of people are still caught up in, well, you hadn't won a Super Bowl. You know how many greats don't win a Super Bowl? This guy is doing amazing things, and I think he's about to collect another MVP trophy.
Yes, yes, yes. He is doing amazing things, and he will win another MVP award, barring anything crazy or weird happening. To your point, think about this, guys. When Lamar got drafted, many pundits were saying he should change positions, right? Think about all the adversity that he walked into the National Football League facing. And then even when he proved himself worthy, he had to fight for a contract extension. When the Ravens declined to meet his financial obligations, he requested a trade. He wanted to be traded. You had teams come out publicly and said, we're not entertaining the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes. We've never seen that done before in the history of the game, not to my recollection. Teams came out and said, we don't want his services. So he had to deal with that adverse situation as well. So where he is currently now, man, my goodness, man, he's amazing. He is him. He is one of one. And think about this. The Ravens' defense is so bad, but they're winning ball games because he is so good. Lamar Jackson, if the Ravens defensively, if they were attached to any other quarterback or any other offense in the National Football League, they probably will be a below 500 team. Last night, they couldn't get a stop, but Lamar Jackson couldn't be stopped. So, to your point, just the efficiency in which he has displayed, the big play ability, I mean, this man is amazing, man. I don't know, guys, and correct me if I'm wrong. I know you guys have watched a lot of football in your day. I don't know if I've seen a quarterback progress and develop like Lamar Jackson has done throughout the NFL history, when you look at what he came, how he came into the National Football League and the player that we're currently raving about.
Right. Now, B-Mac's with us, man. Brian McFadden. I've said the story a million times, going up to Louisville and watching them put 63 on us. And that's when I became a believer in Lamar Jackson. And to your point, you know, guys like Bill Polian basically saying, well, you're saying he's dumb? You're going to say he's dumb? You're going to speak code? You know, I mean, all the BS to your point, and we said he's got to be drafted first round. And also the commitment of Ozzie Newsome when he was NGM to build it around him. And subsequently, to do everything. The only thing they're not doing right is using, I think, Derrick Henry. Are they saving him for later in the year, B? Because he was averaging 4.2 a carry last night, had 68, and sometimes it seems like they forget about him.
Yeah, and I think last night, when you look at how the game started with Cincinnati kind of scoring in a flurry, it kind of took Derrick Henry out the ball game because Baltimore needed to press a little bit as well. But I'm okay in how they're using Derrick Henry because, to your point, when it gets into December football, especially in the AFC North, when it gets cold outside, man, listen, that's when you're really going to have to deal with that grown man. January football. So right now, you want to kind of be conservative to a degree with King Henry because you're going to need him to be at his best in late December, late January. But last night, to your point, you look at what Cincinnati was doing, 21-7 lead at one point in time, being up 14 points in the second half, you kind of needed to press the issue a little bit. You couldn't bring out that big body Buick like I usually bring out. You had to go ahead and get the Ferrari going.
B-Mac, let's jump around the league a little bit. We do have some interesting games that are going to take place, obviously. I'm looking at this Steelers. Don't even make any noises. And the Commanders game. Steelers coming out of the bye. Commanders.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7-2. We've all talked about Jaden Daniels and what this Commanders team looks like. But why do I like the Steelers on the road in this situation?
Because Mike Tomlin is outstanding against rookie quarterbacks.
Yes.
25-6 in his career, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if I'm off a number or two, but I think he's around like 25-6.
Yep.
Going against rookie quarterbacks. You look at the defense that the Pittsburgh Steelers have put out week in and week out, and they're getting healthy as well. They just added Preston Smith from the Green Bay Packers, another experienced pass rusher. You get Nick Herbig back in the lineup along with Alex Highsmith and T.J. Watt. Y'all saw those guys in person. Y'all see what type of hell they can raise in person. Y'all saw it early in the year. And then the afterthought of the National Football League, Russell Wilson. Oh, he's burnt out. He don't have anything left. He's this, he's that. You put him around a sound, structured organization, the guy can give you success. So I think when you factor all of that to the equation, not to mention the coaching, the foundational pieces that we have on the coaching staff of Pittsburgh, yeah, it's going to be a great game, no question. But to your point, you're not wrong for feeling like the Steelers are going to win. You just know ball. That's all. You know ball.
Yeah.
That's all it is. You're not wrong. You know ball.
Yeah. And you're right about the Tomlin thing. And coming out of the bye, they're just – by the way, how much is Williams going to help him? Real quick. Wide receiver.
Experience, I think, is going to help, especially in the red zone. Now, I'll tell you this much, guys. I'm not expecting a significant, you know, return on that investment right now. Okay. I think this is a more of a December move. You know what I mean? When he's really acclimated to this new system that he's in, when he established a relationship with Russell, I think that there lies the opportunity to see the investment starting to pay out. But right now, I don't expect to see a lot from him. I think anything he can give us is a plus, but I think this is more about December. But to your point, just having another experienced presence in the pass-catching room for Pittsburgh is a plus, because that clearly has been a glaring need for the offense since day one.
It's Brian McFadden, guys. You want to talk to him? It's at @BMAC_SportsTalk, and you can catch his podcast, which is money. Hey, the Sunday night game is pretty tight. It's the Lions taking on the Texans. Now, Stroud has kind of gone backwards a little bit. You know, some of a sophomore thing happening there. Now, some of it has been the injuries to Nico Collins and obviously losing his other best receiver because Diggs is out. But the Lions keep on trucking. They go get Za'Darius Smith. I mean, they look unbelievably smooth and efficient and economical on offense. Are they the best team in the NFL right now, Detroit?
No, they're not the best team in the NFL. They're the second best team in the NFL. I'm personally taking Kansas City as the best team. Right? I understand that's debatable. If you want to debate, I'm all for it. But they're great at what they do, because the thing about Detroit, guys, their style of football is very, very difficult for some teams. They can beat you in a multitude of ways. They can play the physical bully ball in the trenches and do damage. Or they can spread the football around and be a finesse passing team and do damage as well. So that's a very, very difficult style to adjust to in the flow of a game, because they can present so many different angles. It's almost like being a boxer and being a southpaw. You can change up your strategy. You can come to the left, you can come to the right in the flow of a match. That's what Detroit is. And then you look at the running game that they have. I mean, Sonic and Knuckles, that's the best nickname I've seen for a duo of running backs in my life, because it fits the mold. One guy is Sonic and Jahmyr Gibbs, and the other guy is Knuckles and David Montgomery, and they coexist so nicely in the backfield. So for Houston, this is a very, very big opportunity for Houston because, to your point, C.J. Stroud hasn't looked like the guy that we've watched during his rookie campaign. Now, is it solely because of him or some issues around? I think it's more about what's around him. His offensive line has been atrocious. He's been sacked. He's been hurried. He's been hit almost more than any other quarterback in the National Football League, and that's why we haven't really seen the numbers, along with some of the injuries to the pass catchers. But I still got to take Kansas City, guys, because they're undefeated. I understand it's about who's playing the best ball right now. Well, heck, the last time I checked, both teams have won ball games right now.
Yeah.
But one team has yet to lose at all.
I know.
So I still take Kansas City, but I think Detroit, they're definitely right there, number two behind Kansas City.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys. It's B-Mac. Here's the deal. One last thing for me. Jets, Cardinals. Jets are on life support. They go on the road. Kyler Murray's been dangerous. They won last week. Mike mentioned it. He didn't do hardly anything as far as throwing the football, running the ball. Like, they ran the ball down the throat of the Bears, right? And you kind of go, okay, are they going to be able to do the same thing to the Jets? And the Jets, if they lose this game, I mean, how much longer are we going to continue to say they got a shot?
No, we're not. We're not going to say they have a shot if they lose this ball game. And you know what, guys, Carl and Mike, yeah, I really love that matchup because two teams that have really kind of changed your mindset of what they've done, right? We came into the year not knowing what to expect with Arizona. To your point, they've become a very, very scrappy team, and they're finding ways to win. Of course, the expectations haven't been reached by the Jets, but they still have a window of hope. And I really like the Jets in this spot, guys. And the reason why I like the Jets is if they can finally play to their personnel. And what I mean when I say that, it's not like they're lacking talent. They've been lacking execution, and they've been lacking togetherness. If they can find a way to rectify those issues, they can do numbers. You got two legit wide receiver ones. You got Breece Hall. You got Braylon Allen, who comes in to be like the bulldozer of the group. You know, look, it's looking like Aaron Rodgers is establishing the rhythm. And defensively, you got some dudes, name-wise, they just haven't really played like they're accustomed to playing. So this is a very, very intriguing matchup, and I'm really hyped about seeing this matchup because can Arizona keep doing what they've been doing thus far, finding ways to win without getting your best effort, number-wise, from your star quarterback in Kyler Murray. But, yes, James Conner has been very, very efficient. You know, Trey Benson, you know, he's been doing some good things. Defensively, they do a great job in strategically finding ways to put pressure on you based on their scheme, and it has been really, really beneficial. And for Arizona, you got to like where you are in your division. You know what I mean? It's your
right.
division to lose right now. So every game matters.
Yeah, 49ers banged up. They hopefully get McCaffrey back, but you're right. Things have kind of fell their way. B-Mac, we got to run, man. As always, enjoy the games this weekend. Appreciate you stopping by, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for having me.
That is Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, Mike.
Yeah, man, there's some big games and some big spreads. A couple of ones. We'll cover more of that. We got the pick segment, by the way, later in the program, about 4:20.
The reason why I brought this Steeler game up is because I'm on it.
Hey,
I want to know, by the way.
You were on the Bengals last night.
Yeah.
Carl is on a heater. He is leading the pack right now. And some of us, I got to get back on track, man. I got everything but the over last week with the Falcons.
Well,
couldn't get that over because Cowboys offense was dysfunctional.
They were terrible. But you know what? We said this. These college games have been tough this year. They really have.
And there's some really big numbers this week, too. So we'll get into that. By the way, NFC factoid, all of the NFC South head-to-head games have gone over this year.
Mm. All right, the Daily Download's coming up next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.